Zok the Helga Mishnah Vayta Masech this creases Perik Vav Mishnah Zayin Hamafresh Chatos. See, this person designated his behemoth for a carbon chatos. V'meisan, he died. He died before he had a chance to be makrevit. Now, suppose he had a son, and this son woke up Friday night by mistake. He started a fire to make himself a chavais of coffee. Oh, he has to bring a chatos. Oh, wait a second. My father separated a chatos. He never got to bring it. Let me bring that chatos. That would have been very convenient, except you can't do it. It's like the Mishnah, lo yivyena b'nai achrav. Even though the son is also mechuyav a chatos, he cannot bring the chatos that his father designated for his own chet, for the father's chet. And the truth is, even the person himself, lo yivyena mechet al chet. Let's say a person designated a behemoth for a karma chatos on a chet. He woke up Friday night, by mistake he forgot, and he started a fire to make a coffee. Right after Shabbos, he designates a karma for a karma chatos. Later on that week, by mistake, he eats a piece of chalev. He can't take the first chatos and use it for the chalev. A chatos that was designated for one chet cannot be used for a different chet. Not only that, says the Mishnah, I'll tell you even a greater chiddush. Vafil, even if he designated a chatos al chalev she'ochel emesh, of a chalev that he ate yesterday. Lo yivyenu al chalev she'ochel hayom. Monday, this person, by mistake, ate chalev, designated a chatos. Tuesday, he made the same mistake, ate chalev again. He can't use the chatos that he designated for the first chet. Shenema, because the pasuk says, in regard to the karban chatos, it says, v'hevi karbanoi, se'iras izim p'mima nekeva al chatosoi, so it's mashma, that the karban is not effective as a kapara until it is, shehe karbanoi, it has to be his carbon, l'shem chetoi, l'shem the chet that he designated this carbon for, and not for other chetoi. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that if someone designates a chatos and he passes his way, the son cannot bring that chatos for the son's chet. And by the way, Rabbeinu Geshem says, even if the son did the same chet that the father did, doesn't make a difference. And of course, the Taisus Yom Tov explains over here, the son can't bring the carbon to be mechaper on the father's chet, because the carbon works only for someone who's alive down here in this world. And besides the fact that this would have a din of a chata shemesu baleo, chatas that the Baalim died, there's a loch l'moshe m'sinai that can't use it. It's one of the five chata shemesis. Furthermore, said the Mishnah, even the same person can't bring it from one chet on a different chet. And not only that, the Mishnah tells us a chiddush on top of that, even if he ate chalev yesterday and chalev today, he can't bring the chatas that he designated yesterday for the chalev that he ate today. And that's learned from the pasuk karbonoi al chatosoi, that there has to be karbonoi l'shem chetoi. You know, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us opportunities in life to do tshuva on every specific thing that we did wrong. Even though today we don't have karbonois. So besides the fact that you're learning the halachis of a chatos, kala isik b'tayris ayla kilu hikr v'ayla, but b'chlal in life. Sometimes things don't go our way and so on. Ribbono Shel Olam has a cheshma for every single aveira. I'm giving you an opportunity to do tshuva. All I need for you is to do tshuva, to accept it. Instead of getting angry, saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, shkoyach that this happened. I hope I have a kapara.